Peace, y'all. What's poppin'? Oh, I gotta turn that off. Peace, y'all. What's poppin'? What's poppin'? Back with another live for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Got some crazy stuff to talk about today, man. Got some a few people to shout out. Let me shout some people out real quick, man. Salute to my man, Rodney Shepherd, man. Rodney Shepherd, man, I appreciate you, man. I pray that the Most High continues to bless you, your family, and everybody, man. Salute to my man, BP. Also, my man, BP. Nope, yo, BP, no hard feelings, dog. No hard feelings, but I just can't handle how many emails you send out, all right? Salute to Aaron Irvin, too, man. Salute Aaron Irvin. I appreciate you. And my man, Isaiah Johnson. Again, Isaiah, we gave him a happy belated birthday on the live yesterday. If you wasn't there, you missed it. You know what I'm saying? But salute to Isaiah Johnson, man. And if you donate to this channel, man, I pray that many blessings, you know, come into fruition for you and all of that good stuff. So salute to everybody, man. Let me shout some people out, man. Let me shout some people out. My man Danklin, what's poppin'? Starstone 11, Tata, EOS, what's poppin'? Mr. Blanco, Nate Reacts, what's poppin'? Gets 187 in the building. Soul Tone Death, Spiritual Wealth. I think I shout them. Chill Vibes, That Boy Rico, Awful Dodger, Billiards 8 Kid, Slim Hussein, man. Imran. I Nisi Mitchell, first time I got notified when live begins. Yes, just make sure your bell is set to all. I'm trying something new. Apparently, if you don't show your face or something like that, YouTube be thinking there's some other stuff going on. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try, see what happened. This is gonna be the first and the last time I probably come up and do these lives. But salute to everybody in the chat. Semi Queen in the building, man. Now I found some crazy stuff, y'all. Crazy stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Some crazy stuff. Okay, that was my boy. Okay. Oh, Sinachi, what's popping, man? Thank you, man. Appreciate you. All right, man. Thank you. I see you, bro. I see you. Oh, hey, I see you. So I got some stuff to talk about, y'all. I got some real, real important stuff to talk about today. Now, how many of y'all still want to sign to Gucci Mane? All right, you still want to sign to Gucci Mane? Because look, he hiring people. He looking for another bunch of rappers to sacrifice. He looking. Look. Let's check this out.
Well, you got the Trump girl right here. All these $100,000 a pop. So look, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000. That's 1 mil right there. That's what I'm willing to invest in my next superstar because I'm starting a whole new label, fresh. So I see millionaires. So who want to join my new label because I'm looking for my next male superstar? Babe, where you at with the cap? How much you got over here?
So far, I got 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 8, 9, a million. I got a million, plus I got some extras that I'm still counting up for the female artists.
So I got a million for my next female superstar. I got a million for my next male superstar. Who want to join the So Icy Millionaires? Hit my DM right now. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, looking for more people to sacrifice. man. Hey, Gucci, man, I don't think nobody wants to sign to your 1017 graveyard. Okay, that label over there is a walking graveyard. All right, I'm just being honest with you. I don't know what's going on, but why is everybody dying or getting locked up? Okay, I don't know, but somebody out there is desperate enough to sign that deal with Gucci, man. Somebody will do it. All right, they will do it. They be in this DM. Gucci, I rap. Me. They gonna do it. Now, I don't want to talk about 45 no more. I don't want to talk about it. I know people think it's real. Some people think it's fake. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about 45 no more. That's dangerous. And apparently, YouTube don't want people, unless you're a media outlet, unless you're a big media outlet, these are the only people that's getting views on these topics, because you can't be biased. You gotta play both sides. So I'm gonna leave the 45 thing alone. All right, I'm gonna leave that alone, because we did a live yesterday. You know, if you was there, you was there. And I kind of pointed some stuff out that I was like, this ain't adding up, son. I don't care if you sue me because you think I'm saying that is not real. That's my business. I could say what I want. Now, this video I'm going to show y'all, then we're going to get to the high priest, right? This video I'm going to show y'all is this dude basically explaining that 3 months prior, he predicted this. Now, if you was on the live yesterday, right, I spoke about this. I said, you got prophets and then you got psychics, all right? And some people are prophets. They can see stuff before it actually happens. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of y'all may know that lady on TikTok. She be predicting a lot of stuff, like P. Diddy about to fall and all of this stuff. She's pretty good at that. And she don't charge nobody. She just like know what's going on. But this guy was able to find out what was happening. And then I'm going to show y'all about this ex-Illuminati high priest explaining the rituals that go on in Hollywood. Now, if you still want to be famous after I show y'all this video, something is seriously wrong with you, all right? Something is seriously wrong with you, because there's no reason why anybody in their right mind would want to go down this path. After this dude just basically explains all of this nonsense, nobody in their right mind would want to go down this path, all right? So salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to OA. Thank you, Osanachi. I appreciate you for showing love. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all, man. So now let's get to this real quick. Let's get to this. Now, this is kind of crazy. Look at this, y'all.
And then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus, for what I saw.
Now, I don't know how he was able to see that 3 months prior. But the fact that he pinpointed exactly what happened. Now, I don't know if 45 actually gave his life to Christ. I don't know about all of that. I can't really call that. It sound good, but I can't call it. All right? But that was kind of crazy that he pinpointed all of that. Y'all seen the video was 3 months ago. So how did he know that that was going to happen? You get what I'm saying? And then I told y'all about the solar eclipse yesterday. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff that's been going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of weird stuff that's been going on in the world after that solar eclipse happened, man. It's just too much. Now, let me see. They said, I'm not buying that, Dog Migo said. So Dog Migo, do you think that he was basically, how do you say, premeditating that situation? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just, you know, perfectly and perfectly said, Gucci rhymes with booty. Who's the ex-high priest? We're going to play that. I'm just reading some comments, you know, letting people know what's going on. J Master B said, what's popping today, Miss Mocha K? What's popping, Miss Mocha K? I see you in the building. They said, I'm not buying that. It did feel odd this past weekend. Well, Perry Falk says something that I agree with. The world is a stage. Well, when you see a lot of this stuff that goes on TV, man, like, you know, Hollywood has a way of basically creating a narrative that they want us to believe. You know what I'm saying? And when I show y'all this high priest dude, he's basically going to explain the rituals that a lot of people in Hollywood have to partake in. All right, and him, he's now turned his life over to Christ, so he's not participating in any of this stuff, from what I know. All right, but he's very knowledgeable, and he explained. I don't want to play the whole thing because it's an interview for like 2 hours. It's like a 2-hour interview, and he talks about how he got inducted into the Illuminati, into the satanic covens and all of this stuff, and the rituals that he had to do and go through. It was too graphic for me for YouTube, so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just take certain parts and play the important parts for people. All right, now y'all see Eminem up there, right, in the cross dressing joint, right? Y'all see him, okay? Now, what I want to tell y'all is everybody in the industry has to do this. Every last one of them. Now, whether you see it publicly or you don't see it, they all got to participate in some type of shenanigan like this. They all do it. You know what I'm saying? They all do it. If they don't do it, then they spilling blood. It's just a fact, man. I don't know why certain religions spread that lie. I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, they said, yes, sir, and he went deep. You ain't see this interview. Shut up. I hate when people be lying, talking about, yeah, he went deep. Shut up. You didn't see nothing. Do you have the link for the interview? I will give y'all the information where to find it. I do more research now that Rick Rubin has the same look. What's up with Matt Groening channeling Marge Simpson and making us basically worship her by watching the show? I don't know what that means. Jimmy Pop is on the left. Yeah, today. So how was y'all day? Y'all was good? Y'all good? Y'all had lunch today? Seem like a lot of people is on fluoride. All right, so let's get this out the way real quick, because I know people are restless. They don't want to hear too much talking, too much shouting out. You know, we live in the ADHD age.
Almost every rock star, if you're famous, if you're played on the radio, if people know you, and not just in your home state, but in all the states, the Illuminati probably made you famous. You know, when Taylor Swift came out, I told people she's gonna go the same route as Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears. And you're like, oh no, she's so nice and she's a Christian girl and my kids love her. And I was like, well, luckily for you, she's so young right now that by the time she goes off the rails, maybe your children won't like her anymore, because it's going to be probably 10 years from now. I said, but I'm telling you, she's going to go that route. You know, people are like, no. She's Taylor Swift, clean cut girl. She's wonderful. So as you know, Taylor Swift admits that she does magic. You know, he's not having all the fun you think he's having. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just seeing it from the outside. Think, I want that job. He's doing the official magic for the coven. You know, he's getting to drive a Lamborghini. He's got the world in his palm. Now, that's not how he sees it, but I didn't know how he saw it. When I first joined, I got to do magic. I got to go to Bohemian Grove. I got to work with the Illuminati. I got to travel the world. I got to have fun. I got to party with rock stars. After you're in there a certain number of years, you have to travel. You have to go to Bohemian Grove. You have to party with rock stars. You have to travel. You have to do magic. And this isn't fun anymore. You know, the stuff that they made the most fun in the world for you, which was me, was magic, is no longer fun to do. Now I'm doing magic now because I'm addicted to it. I travel because I have to. Now, I'm not the only high wizard. You know, a lot of people look at it as though you must be really busy flying everywhere. It's like, well, I'm busy and I'm flying everywhere. But there's generally between 2 and 5 of us in the world. But that number could be as low as 1 or as high as 10. So even with 10 high wizards in the world and all of us crisscrossing the world together, we are all busy all the time. And it's shockingly amazing how much people want to book you to do things.
So you're the high wizard of the World Church of Satan, which means, like you mentioned, that you do the official magic of the church. And if somebody just jumped in without seeing part one, this is not like the same kind of magic that you think of. This is real dark stuff. And you are one of the, at least from what I understand, one of the 10 most powerful people in the world having that role. And you also mentioned in the last part that Satan, it is said that Satan handpicks you. So you ended up getting that from your past in the World Church of Satan. You also mentioned the Illuminati. So I would like you to explain how the World Church of Satan was or still is linked with the Illuminati. Can you kind of give an explanation of all of that together to kind of give us an idea of how these two things are connected?
So the Illuminati is like, in a sense, they're like their own satanic coven. But there's not enough people in the Illuminati to run the world. So they need foot soldiers. And for foot soldiers, they use satanic covens and the Freemasons. They changed the way their structure was so that their hierarchy is set up like Freemasonry. And I know that there's a lot of people that when I started talking and you mentioned Freemasons, or I mentioned Freemasons or Illuminati or Bohemian Grove, they switched the channel. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, conspiracy theory stuff, I'm not interested. However, there's a lot of more people that went, oh, conspiracy theory, let's pay attention. They will almost literally pull the levers and push the buttons of every political action that happens, generally in first world countries, but they will do a lot of stuff in third world countries because they can promise things and they can deliver. You know, you use our program, you do the things we say to do, we'll help get you out of poverty. You know, we'll donate a certain number, amount of money to your country, you know, or we'll teach you how to plant crops. We'll show you something that grows in sand. You know, we'll get Bill Gates to design a toilet that not only can you go to the bathroom in it, but it cleans and sterilizes what you put in it, and then it turns that into electricity. You know, and it's like, is that even possible? Just to let you know, that's possible. Bill Gates did that. And he did it, I think, in an African country. So they have their hand in so many sinister stews. You know, it's like, because it's not just government that they rule.
Well, the question is, you were involved with the Illuminati and the World Church of Satan. How hard is it to leave the Illuminati? Because I imagine it's not just a thing where you just retreat and it's like, oh, nothing happens after. So how hard is it really?
You realize at some point that if you leave, there's three ways to leave. You can die of natural causes, you can be murdered, or you can commit suicide. Now, all three of those methods, I believed I'd sold my soul to the devil when I was 13. So all three of those methods, I end up in hell. Now, when I first started, I wasn't sure hell was real. I agreed to sell my soul to the devil because I'm not sure the devil is real, and I'm not sure that hell is real. Now that I'm my wizard, I know the devil is real, and I'm pretty certain that hell is a real place. And I am not ready to go. So, I have a bank account that has $87 million. None of us mine. I can't spend it with impunity. It belongs to my coven. Whenever I have certain covers that I present to people, or certain disguises, they have to know my bank account. So it's there for that. I drive a Lamborghini Diablo that was loaned to me by another Satanist. It's not my car. I have to give that back. My real car during that time, because I had a bunch of cars, my real car was a Nissan Sentra. Not even a new one, it was older. You know, I dressed as the High Wizard, and I chose an 18th century style tuxedo. And it was made by a very nice clothing manufacturer. And it was expensive. And if you saw me in that, you thought, whoa, he's dressed nice. But if you came to my house, I remember I lived in Frenchtown. Frenchtown is in Tallahassee, Florida. I don't know what it's like now, but back when I lived there, it was the ghetto. If you came to my house and saw me dressed, I was probably wearing cutoffs, flip-flops, and a Metallica t-shirt. You know, I didn't dress in nice clothes all the time. I lived in the ghetto. I drove a borrowed car. You know, I had $87 million. It wasn't mine. My bank account had about between $235 and $265.
Now, he went in to say some more things that I didn't want to put on here. But if y'all want to find the internet, the interview, you can do some research like I did some research. Jay Stacks was poppy. He said, what's good, fam? Enjoying my Monday. Oh, he's talking to Jay Mom. Everything tied in. See, the thing that I want to point out about this, and then I'll end the live real quick, is the fact that a lot of these people that participate in this stuff, they realize, like, the deeper in you go, the more it gets disturbing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff that people, you know, involve themselves in, they don't really understand, like, you know, and y'all notice he said, if you hear a rapper or artist played on the radio all over, pretty much they down with this mess too. You get what I'm saying? So it's they said, yo, please put the full video on Patreon. Nah, I don't have to do that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I could do that. I'm not gatekeeping to none, but I could do that. I could just put it up there for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's literally just doing some research. Just go and type in ex-Illuminati High Priest on YouTube. What's wrong with that? Y'all can't use your fingers and find it out? Like, come on. We living in 2024. You want me to feed you the food too? Like, come on, son. I gotta buy the weed for you, roll it up, and smoke it for you? Come on, son. Use your noodles, man. Come on, son. Plenty of people in here said they didn't see the interview already. So, Mac Tactical said, Prince of the Air. Now I don't want to play the rest. I can't, son. I can't play the rest because it's not my work. You get what I'm saying? But the dude mentioned that, you know, even with him being in a high position, he still does not have the ability to have anything. And a lot of these musicians and rap artists are going through the same thing. We think that when we see people like NBA Youngboy and all of these rappers, you know, flaunting his money and stuff like that, like, they really have it. But in reality, this stuff is not theirs. This borrowed, it's borrowed. You get what I'm saying? It's borrowed. And when you have people that actually, now he went on to talk about he started off, they put him in child corn and all kind of wild stuff. Like, it was, that's why I said I couldn't play all of it. You know what I'm saying? But then he talked about how he joined the Illuminati, and he got up there in the Church of Satan. He got way up there, and he joined the Illuminati. And basically, when he seen, they had him doing all kind of hexes and curses on a lot of big politicians. And when he seen that his life was going in a downward spiral and he had nothing to show for it, that's when he turned his life over to Christ. You get what I'm saying? And I tell y'all a lot of this stuff all the time. Like, when I was messing with that stuff, dog, it was beneficial to me. I was like, oh my, this shit really working. You get what I'm saying? Some of your favorite YouTubers is doing the same shit. And I was like, yo, this stuff is really working. And then, you know, the more I looked around, my life was like in shambles, bro. Like, in shambles. So you got to be careful with this stuff, man. Yeah, he said, I found this on YouTube. It's deep. Yeah, if you just do some searching, you know, I'm not shouting nobody's channel out. I don't really care to. You feel me? But just know it's out there. It's on YouTube. You can look it up and find it. King Greens, what's the name of the video? They said, let him know. I'm mad I'm late. Plus, he been calling me ladies. Eminem came out on the interview in the wide open, y'all. Just took it as a movie. See, here we go with this trolling nonsense. Let's get to this, though.
Bro, you got the Trump girl right here. All these $100,000 a pop. So look, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000. That's 1 mil right there. That's what I'm willing to invest in my next superstar because I'm starting a whole new label, Fresh, So I Said Millionaires. So who want to join my new label because I'm looking for my next male superstar? Babe, where you at with the count? How much you got over here?
So far, I got 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 8, 9, a million. I got a million, plus I got some extras that I'm still counting up for the female artists.
So I got a million for my next female superstar. I got a million for my next male superstar. Who want to join the So Icy Millionaires? Hit my DM right now. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, yo, listen to me. If you put the name of the video in the chat, I'ma block you, son. Because this is how I get flagged. This is exactly how I be getting flagged. People be coming on my channel, and I be sharing clips, and then I get a strike next thing you know. If you put the video in the chat, I'ma block you, son. That's how I just peeped it. I just peeped what's going on. People be doing that. Son said, yo, just type in what Jay got on the screen word for word. That's how you find the video. I told y'all. Type in ex-Illuminati high priest and the video will come up. But do not put that in my thing. See, now Mike Fonz, I got to get you, dog. I'm going to block you, son. See you, Mike Fonz. I just told y'all, don't put the damn thing in the chat, right? And nobody listens. I'm going to block you, dog. You out of here, Mike Fonz. Where he go? Where his ass at? I'ma cook him. I'ma cook him. Where he go? Oh, you ran? Oh, you ran? Yeah, you better have ran. Mike Fonz, where you at? I'ma get you. Yeah, he got a body. See? He caught himself. This is what I'm saying. When people do this, right? It messes up my channel because he says stream delay. Okay, all right, Mike Fonz, you good. But just for the safety of the channel, because I don't know if this person that owned that thing, all you got to do is type it in and look it up. The video is there. I'll play it again for y'all real quick, and then I'll end the live. But just don't put that in the chat, please. We got to be cautious with this. They're going to be then flagged.
Almost every rock star. If you're famous, if you're played on the radio, if people know you, and not just in your home state, but in all the states, the Illuminati probably made you famous. You know, when Taylor Swift came out, I told people she's going to go the same route as Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears. And you're like, oh no, she's so nice and she's a Christian girl and my kids love her. And I was like, well, luckily for you, she's so young right now that by the time she goes off the rails, maybe your children won't like her anymore. Because it's going to be probably 10 years from now. I said, but I'm telling you, she's going to go that route. You know, people are like, no. She's Taylor Swift, clean cut girl. She's wonderful. So as you know, Taylor Swift admits that she does magic. You know, he's not having all the fun you think he's having. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just seeing it from the outside. Think, I want that job. He's doing the official magic for the coven. You know, he's getting to drive a Lamborghini. He's got the world in his palm. Now, that's not how he sees it, but I didn't know how he saw it. When I first joined, I got to do magic. I got to go to Bohemian Grove. I got to work with the Illuminati. I got to travel the world. I got to have fun. I got to party with rock stars. After you're a certain number of years, you have to travel. You have to go to Bohemian Grove. You have to party with rock stars. You have to travel. You have to do magic. this isn't fun anymore. You know, the stuff that they made the most fun in the world for you, which was me, was magic, is no longer fun to do. Now I'm doing magic now because I'm addicted to it. I travel because I have to. Now, I'm not the only high wizard. You know, a lot of people look at it as though you must be really busy flying everywhere. It's like, well, I'm busy and I'm flying everywhere. But there's generally between 2 and 5 of us in the world. But that number could be as low as 1 or as high as 10. So even with 10 high wizards in the world and all of us crisscrossing the world together, we are all busy all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's...
All right, so the name of the channel, I'll give y'all this. The name of the channel is called Almost False. Go there, go to Almost False on YouTube and then do your due diligence there. That's the best I could do for you. I'm not telling y'all the name or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all, man, for hitting the like button. They said hit the like button. Love from Poland. Salute, man. They said Oz believe him. Yeah, it's in the community tab on Patreon. I don't know. Yeah, but he went, it's like a two hour interview, and he went into detail talking about how, he witnessed a lot of that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? He witnessed a lot of it. Salute to everybody, man. The YouTube channel is called Almost False. Almost False on YouTube. That's how you find the video. And it's about 2 months old, maybe a month old. Just go there. It's 2 hours long. He talk about in depth to how all of that stuff be going on in Hollywood. Now, I'm going to show y'all this, and then I'm going to end the live. Salute to everybody on here, man. Appreciate you.
And then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during the frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking... People say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus, for what I saw.
Girl, you got a Trump girl.
3 months ago is crazy. How did he predict that? I don't know, man. It seemed like it's some weird agenda going on. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They say it's 2 months old, everyone. You can't miss it. Yeah, man. Make sure y'all go there. You know what I'm saying? Don't put my name in they chat and don't say you came here from my channel. Don't do none of that. Just keep it on the low. I greatly appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? If I find the news or some stuff that I want to talk about, can share with y'all, I definitely will do that. Now, it's a little graphic and he talks about nasty stuff that I wouldn't even say up here. All right, but you more than welcome to go and watch it for yourself. It's about 2 hours long, and he gives detail on all of that nonsense that I'll be talking about. I salute to Seriously Red, what's popping? Law Original, what's popping? Nihilism, man, what's popping? David, what's popping, my G? Thank you. Salute to you, David, man. He said, thanks for the info to find the video. Yeah, I don't do no gatekeeping. But I gotta be sure that people don't send the minions over here to strike my channel. Because, you know, I do reaction videos, right? But for some strange reason, when everybody else do reaction videos, if YouTube bypass it. But when I do it, it's a problem. It's cool when they do it. It's bad when I do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how that happened, but YouTube ain't rocking with me, so I have to be very careful. I don't know if this person owned that, but if you want to hear it without the music, you're welcome, son. Salute to David, man. Thank you. None of your biz, split image of Taylor. None of your biz? I don't know. How do I get a hold of you to talk about the cult I left? A cult examiner. You can email me at jaymarv155@gmail.com, and I will respond to you. All right, I will respond to everybody. I try to at least. They said they definitely watching. I don't know how my channel got shadow banned. I know what it is, but I won't say it on here. Okay, it's these flaggots out here, these mass flaggots. Okay, they keep pressing the report button and all of this. I don't know why they doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because I be dissing the rainbow community? Like, come on, son. You can't be that sensitive. See, this is what I'm talking about. The world got sensitive, son. It's full of crybabies. Full of crybabies, man. But I hope y'all enjoyed this, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute. They said, can you repeat the name? Channel King Rewinded. I'm not going to say it again. They do all black YouTube creators dirty like that. No, that's not true, because Kai Cenat makes 1 million views. So that's not true. You get what I'm saying? It's really when you out here speaking against the agendas, when you going against the regime. YouTube can see. I really believe that this platform has bots that can really put certain people in a sector where they can say, okay, you're a truth teller, put them over there. But if you cooning and buffooning, if I was sitting up here doing backflips and all of that nonsense, my channel would go up. If I was up here doing mukbangs and backflips and stuff in my face with sandwiches and fried chicken and eating all kind of food, my channel would go up. It's easy to do that. It's easy to sell out. But I can't do that because that's not me. You get what I'm saying? That's not me, dog. I don't do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, salute to Xenolix, man. What's poppin'? Jay Stacks in the building. Kim Brown, EOS, Miss Mocha K. What's poppin'? Larissa Nichols, 888 Job. What's poppin'? Perfectly Imperfect. Yeah, he said Kai Clown. Mr. Freeman, they do, Jay. That is why YouTube locked in with Google to help create bot farms. Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at it anymore. I just understand that, you know, you have a demographic of people that can be offended. And, you know, this thing is ran by computers. I don't know how many times I have to tell people. When you say certain words on this thing, I showed y'all in the chat the other day. When you say certain words on this thing, is reading y'all comments, is reading what I'm saying. They collecting all of this data to see who's who and where people belong. So I'm not surprised with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised with any of this, man. They said, good looking, Matthew. What's popping? Say it as is. Exactly. Dina Nicole, what's popping? You know what I'm saying? Pocket full of, they pick up on keywords also. Yeah, man. I understand that. That's why you can't be mad if your views are decreasing or if your channel, you feel your channel is shadow banned. You may have said something in the past or did something on your channel or played somebody's music or did something that affected your channel to the point where now they put you on a lower scale, so you can't go up. So it don't matter if Joe Rogan or whoever talks about 45 getting smoked, right, or shot at, right? I could do the same exact video, talk about the same exact topic, show the same exact thumbnail, but I won't go past 10K views. Why? Because YouTube already has me on this level. So I can't be mad. I just have to work harder. There's no such thing as going viral. Once you get put in that category, you're there. You're stuck there. You know what I'm saying? So salute to everybody, man. The views is dropping. We know they seen the video. They want to be selfish. But thank y'all to everybody that sent in donations, everybody that liked the video. I greatly appreciate y'all. I'm just up